News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
We are talking about it being vinyl day and about the albums that we first and last bought, because there has been a bit of a renaissance, a resurgence in albums and in all of that. And you admitted to a cool album, but a very, very uncool first single.
Yeah, Shawadi Wadi Under the Moon of Love was my first single. Not cool. But I was making a point. I didn't buy my first album for years after, because I just didn't have the money.
No.
The Smiths' Hatful of Hollow was my first album.
And your last one, you embarrassment.
Art Pepper Meets the Rhythm Section. It's a 1957 jazz classic here. I stand over it.
What's that line? Tell me you're from Phibsborough without telling me you're from Phibsborough. Is that
I did buy it. I did buy it in Phibsborough Market.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
What were your choices?
My first single was Shakin' Stevens' Green Door. My first album was a present. It was first year in school, and I got given the original. Now That's What I Call Music. I absolutely loved it. And the last bit of vinyl I bought was a present for my 25-year-old who now has a turntable and is collecting. And I bought him Astral Weeks by Van Morrison.
Oh, good choice. Good choice. Our reporter, Ellen Kenny, has been out and about on the streets finding out, are people really dusting off their record players and vinyl? And if so, why?
I think the sound is probably better. There's a freshness to the sound, a little wobble, and I think people like that. There's some great recordings on vinyl, and they're not quite the same on CD. Rolling Stones, Beatles, Hollies, Dusty Springfield, Cilla Black.
I'm actually collecting them at the moment. I think it's the whole ritual of it, you know, like sticking a record on, watching it go round.
I feel like maybe it's a way to appreciate the artist by like purchasing something physical to have and to hold.
Like, it's a piece of furniture in like the house, and it kind of adds an atmosphere in the living room or the sitting room or something, and you can collect it and like display them on the wall.
Everything's just easier on Spotify. I like the idea of it, but I'm just too lazy. It's like 30 quid a pop. Everything's on your phone for free, so, well, not for free, but you know, much easier on your phone.
Different views there, Ciara, but loads of people getting in touch with their choices, their first records, their last records.
Yeah, Glenn Miller on vinyl, so beautiful. Oh. I'd say that is amazing.
Moonlight Serenade and vinyl would be lovely. My first album, Queen, A Day at the Races, bought it in the swap shop in Cork. Fabulous shop for buying records. So exciting it was. That's nearly 50 years since that album came out.
Yeah, and it was a cracker too. I have and I love Dan Fogelberg's double album, Innocent Age. Songs like Auld Lang Syne, etc. from the 1980s, says Helen.
I heard he'd married her, an architect.
I know.
Who keeps her warm and safe inside. And not a record,
schmaltz,
but the first single.
Oh, no offence, really, Helen, but it's a bit schmaltzy.
Somebody very close to me loves that song, Ciara, so be very careful.
Yeah.
Not a record, but the first single I ever bought was a cassette tape. It was the Dustin Turkey singing Sweet Caroline. That has to be one of the worst, says PJ in Galway. I don't think we can top that, PJ.
I've heard him sing it live, PJ, and it is brutal, actually. First Smashing Pumpkins, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. Last Fontaines DC, Skinty Fia, Love. Love vinyl, says Pablo in Galway. Well done, Pablo.
Okay, there's a lot of cool ones coming in now. Past the Duchy by Musical Youth was my first single. Jim Croce was my latest. A great secondhand record store in Arklow, says Eamon and Wicklow.
Yeah, and maybe last one on this for now. The first single given to me as a present was Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick by Ian.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Ian Dury, the Blockheads. Still cool, says Kate, and rightly so, Kate. Absolutely a banging tune. Keep them coming, though, because you guys have great taste in music out there.
Enda Gogarty, owner of Spin Dizzy Records, joins us. Enda, happy vinyl record day. What is the enduring popularity? Why is there an enduring popularity in relation to vinyl, do you think?
How you doing, Shane? And a happy Record Store Day to you. Every day is Record Store Day with us.
yes,
it just seems things are going well for us at the moment. There's as your Vox Pop says, there's a big, big interest amongst all ages in connecting with the artists and connecting with the music again with records. And we're happy to serve that need, you know.
I was thinking about this last night. I was kind of looking at my records and it, like, why have they come back? Because I remember, I'm old enough to remember when CDs came in and records were old hat. And you know, I nearly gave away my record collection to someone, but luckily I held on to it. But there's a few things. I mean, it's the look and the feel and the artwork. They're actually works of art, but it's also the sound, that kind of the warmth, the fullness, the crackle of the needle on the record.
It's the sound, and it's the legacy you have as you, but you remember where you were. I heard you saying you bought an Our Pepper one in Fisborough lately. You just know where you were. You know, you've absolutely connected with that piece of music. And it's like a journey. In a, you might move from place to place, but you bring your records with you oftentimes. And you just, it's just a real connection to the artist and how you felt at that time. And again, the sound. I'm fond of CDs myself as well, but it's just all good. We stream, we listen to CDs, we listen to records. I have a particular fondness of records, but...
The people coming into your record store, Spin Dizzy Records, in the centre of Dublin, are they all ages, or is it old fellas like myself?
Well, we're in George Street Arcade, so really slap bang in the middle of the cool part of town, which we're delighted about. And we've recently expanded, so we've quite a large space, about 900 square feet there, and you fit a lot of people, and you see all types of people coming in, all ages, and even cross generations, fathers, daughters, mothers, sons, and people hanging out, you know, on Saturdays, nice bit of space there. So I'm delighted to say it really is across all ages, from the really young and to the more senior, let's say, more seasoned people as well, like ourselves. Brilliant.
Yeah, Enda, listen, thanks a million for talking to us. Continued success. Spin Dizzy Records there, as he was saying, at the Georgian Arcade in Dublin. Enda Gogarty, thanks so much for talking to us. We should give a shout out, Ciara, to a brilliant friend of the show, Nevin McGuire, I should say. He spins a bit of vinyl in his kitchen every day, Ciara.
He doesn't just spin a bit. He, you know, it should be Black Rock and Pots. He's absolutely amazing.
Like, oh, he's a proper DJ.
Oh, he's unbelievable.
But it's all vinyl, I think, isn't it?
All vinyl and all like 90s dance and stuff like that. He has a genre that he's into, and he's brilliant. But loads of people still texting Our House by Madness. The Picture Disc. Oh my God, The Picture Disc. The Queen Is Dead, The Smiths, and more recently I bought Four Fontaine DC's album, says John in Blanchardstown.
The classic, The Lion Sleeps Tonight, Tight Fit, was my first record. Still remember the excitement queuing in Sinnott's Waterford with my babysitting money. I kind of have a soft spot for that record.
So do
still.
I, to tell you the truth. I can't believe I wrote a thing about music this week, because I didn't own any of this. But
so
it's a rich vein. But we might
You have your finger on the pulse without even realising it.
Without even knowing it. But we might leave you with this one. That's our laugh for this morning. We're back
bright. This is one of my favourite albums as well, I have to say, of the last 20 years.
We're back bright and early 7 a.m. tomorrow. Have a great day.
Tuara agus toga buge.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.